Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Donald Trump is the country's president-elect. A lot of people are waking up surprised by that news this morning. What stands out to you about the results from across the country?
Well, I think that none of the pollsters and none of the pundits adequately understood the discontent of the voters. And I think people are going to be analyzing this for a long time to come. And a sort of odd anomaly, Hillary Clinton seems to me almost certain to have won the national popular vote. So that'll be two elections in the last 16 years where the loser of the election actually got the votes of more people. But the Electoral College determines that, and she's lost that.
Michigan's final tallies are still being tabulated, but right now Donald Trump has a slim lead with about 99% of the precincts reporting. If he hangs on, he'll be the first Republican presidential candidate to win the state since 1988. As you've followed the numbers, what do you think has allowed Trump to be this competitive and potentially win here in Michigan?
This is the closest election in Michigan since 1940. And what's very clear is that Donald Trump won this election in the Rust Belt. He was absolutely right in his strategy that he was going to appeal to disaffected manufacturing workers, people who had had good assembly line jobs that had vanished. He won this election by winning Pennsylvania, Ohio, probably Michigan, and Wisconsin. Had he lost those states, he would have lost the election. This is the first time for Pennsylvania and Michigan to have gone Republican since 1988, first time for Wisconsin since 1984. But that's where he won the election. And there are a lot of people who are economically unhappy, and I think the elites didn't quite get that.
Let's turn to some other races here in Michigan. The first congressional district was an open seat, and Republican Jack Bergman beat Democrat Lon Johnson easily. Bergman wound up with about 55% of the vote to Johnson's 40%. What's likely to have driven that result?
Well, I think that the voters of Michigan were not pleased with the National Democrats. Oddly enough, the Republicans held both branches of Congress, but they didn't seem to care. What was astonishing is Lon Johnson, I think, spent more money than Bergman. He bought up a lot of TV time early. He had the name recognition. Both here and in the other competitive district, Democrats did less well than they did in the disastrous midterm elections 2 years ago.
Similar results in Michigan's 7th congressional district, Jack. Republican Tim Walberg beat Democrat Gretchen Driscoll by the same margins, about 55% to 40%. What was the key to Walberg winning there?
I'm not sure. Again, Gretchen Driscoll was a very moderate Democrat, very popular state representative who had defeated a Republican incumbent, former mayor of Saline. Walberg has actually, I think this may be the best he's ever done in any race. The size of this margin defies all expectations. It appears that voters are not happy with Democrats in Washington, and that was translated into the result here.
Republicans kept control of the state house here in Michigan, a majority of the state's congressional delegation, and the state Supreme Court. There'd been a lot of discussion at some of the more challenging points of his campaign that Donald Trump might potentially be harming down ballot Republican candidates. That clearly wasn't the case. Do you see a broad Republican mandate in the state after so many big victories here?
Again, it's not clear. This is some sort of a repudiation of Washington wanting a change in the status quo, maybe wanting a change in sort of split government. Again, it's still conceivable, depending on where these last votes are, that Clinton will eke out a win in Michigan, although that doesn't seem especially likely. But Brooks Patterson, for example, the longtime county executive in Oakland County, was reelected, but by a much smaller margin than usual, and Donald Trump lost Oakland County very decisively. So this is not a universal pattern, but it is clear that people in Michigan, as elsewhere, are not happy with the status quo.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in news and politics. There's much more news and analysis of the national and state election results coming up on Morning Edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Michigan Radio.